and they ring me up, and hey, yeah, I'm in your new home in New Vancouver Zoo in Frisco. What's it like being a former colony? I go, is there any good news coverage there? Is there any news coverage? You know, I have any form printed on the television. And my former colony goes, oh, there's none of that shit. You've got no idea what's going on. Is there any war? But the quality of life is, you also your new home, Edinburgh, in the former colony. Is there any theatre or any cultural things of any sort? You go, no, there's nothing like that. It's like being dead. But the quality of life, you can't get a price in. Yeah, what is the quality of life in your new home? Yeah, is there any intellectual, social stimulation of any sort? No, no, there's nothing like that, stupid. But there's quality of life, quality of life. And you have to name a day. What do you mean, immigrant? Quality of life in the former colony. What exactly do you mean, quality of life? You know, I'll tell you what I mean, Stu, in the former colony, quality of life. I'll tell you what there is here. Massive prawns. There's massive prawns here, Stu! Five times the size of your British prawns! Massive prawns! Massive, dear mother! I am living in Wakanta, in Yukon, Australia, a former colony where all the indigenous people have been systematically exterminated. But their memory lives on in the names of sports cars, sandwiches, and surfboards. I am happy here. I am enjoying the quality of life here. I have prawns on the beach, massive prawns. Quality of life, mother, massive prawns. Quality of life, prawns, prawns, prawns. Five times the size of your prawns. Quality of life, prawns.